This is National Heroes Day. Happy National Heroes Day, Bahamas, as we celebrate on this, the second Monday in October. Your host is Canon S. Sebastian Campbell of St. Gregory the Great, New Providence, by way of St. Andrews in Atherstown in Cat Island. Our reading for this National Heroes Day would come from Hebrews chapter 11, and we pick through 32 onwards. Should I go on? There isn't enough time for me to speak of Gideon and Barak and Jephthah and David and Samuel and the prophets. Through faith, they fought whole countries and won. They did what was right and received what God had promised. They shut the mouths of lions, put out fierce fires, escaped being killed by the sword. They were weak, but became strong. They were mighty in battle and defeated the armies of foreigners. Through faith, women received their dead relatives raised back to life. Should I go on? Yes. Others, refusing to accept freedom, died under torture in order to raise to a better life. Some were mocked and whipped, and others were put in chains and taken off to prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were killed by the sword. They went around clothed in skins of sheep or goats, poor, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not good enough for them. They wandered like refugees in the deserts and hills, living in caves and holes in the ground. Then we go to chapter 12, verse 1. As for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. The heroes are our witnesses. The heroes are our modern-day saints that we celebrate on this National Heroes Day. And therefore, the calling for all saints is so fitting. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one community fellowship, in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints, heroes, in all virtues and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. It took approximately 20 years to convince the Bahamas of the need to celebrate a National Heroes Day, to celebrate our people of faith. I thank God for the privilege to have led the charge to have this holiday. With this came the majority rule holiday, the 10th of January, and the national honors that will be issued today. The National Heroes Committee was the wind beneath my wings, and I give God thanks for the roles played in this journey by both Prime Ministers Ingram and Christie. Ingram, who suggested the rechristening of Discovery Day to National Heroes, and the Christie government, who finally signed it into law in 2012. In all this, the Bahamas was finally catching up with countries in the region, such as Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and Jamaica. This gives a country its unique identity and helps it to know and appreciate the faith of those who toiled to have brought us from a fishing village to a rapidly developing country, the jewel in this region. What do we celebrate on Heroes Day? The faith of ordinary men and women, farmers and fishermen, nurses and doctors and teachers and craftsmen, politicians and civil servants, and all in Longkey, Rumkey, Acklands, Crooked Island, Abaco, in Agua, Miguana, the Berries, in San Salvador, in Andres, and New Providence, in Exuma, Elutra, and yes, Cat Island. People rooted in faith, abiding faith in God, who toiled through pain and fear, good times and bad times, thus qualifying as our heroes today. Both national and local, role models to celebrate. The hymn Palms of Glory, Raymond Bright, has a line in it that is so fitting. They were mortal too, like us. As enslaved in education and health service, in agriculture and fisheries, in religion and sports, in music, entertainment, in law enforcement, hospitality, community service, public service, youth development, family development. The text from Hebrews is so fitting. Should I go on? As for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. For what, I ask? They are shouting encouragement to stay in the race. They are our role models. Let's go on. Should we go on? Yes, we thank God for those greater than life who turn the tides to flow in the opposite direction from where it was going. Those who made a seminal contribution. Parents who study up and teach our children about what has made the Bahamas great. But go on, parents, and teach our children about Pompey, the first slave to lead a successful revolt in the Bahamas, down in Exuma. Tell them of Milo B. Butler, who stood up against the white oligarchy on Bay Street and demanded equal opportunities for blacks, especially in the Royal Bank of Canada, where racism was at its worst, where blacks could not even work. A man from Rum Key, a devoted Anglican. Tell them of Lyndon Oscar Pinlan, the father of this modern-day Bahamas, who led us into majority rule, who led us into independence. Indeed, the greatest of all Bahamians ever to live. Google and research and give God thanks for this unique personality set by God to lead this country, as it were, from Egypt into the promised land. Tell them of Doris Johnson, who led the cause for women's rights in the late 50s, 60s, well into the early 70s, with all the women suffragettes like Georgina Simnett and the others. The fight still goes on. Tell them of William Cartwright, the father of political parties in the Bahamas, Conky Joe from Long Island. Tell them of H.M. Taylor, another Long Islander, who was the first political leader, first leader of a political party in the Bahamas. Tell them of Tommy Robinson, the first Bahamian to win gold in track and field on the international level. Tell them of Deward Knowles, the first gold Olympian in the Bahamas. Tell them of Michael H. Eldon, the first Bahamian, first black man, too, to become bishop of the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas. Tell them of Donald Knowles, the first Bahamian ever to become bishop, a Long Island man. One who really risked his life in the early days, sailing from island to island, ministering God's word and sacraments. Tell them of Sir Lathiel Thompson, the first Bahamian Commissioner of Police, an Anglican again from Eleuthera. Tell them of Timothy Gibson, another Anglican from Savannah Song, Eleuthera, who wrote the national anthem, March on Bahama Land, and one who is known as an itinerant teacher, music teacher that is, going from island to island. He taught me music in the Artist Tong All Age School. Tell them of Joseph Spence from Small Hope Andrews, that musical genius, his records and memory enrich Bahamian culture and tradition. It was said that Spence made the guitar talk. Tell them of Simpson Penn, whose attitude towards the development of young men in the Bahamas caused the government to rename the Boys Industrial School the Simpson Penn Center for Boys. Tell them of Bishop Alvin Moss, the Church of God of Prophecy, a dynamic preacher, counselor, musician from Crooked Island, in 1934 being appointed National Overseer for the Church of God of Prophecy, who served for 40 years, a well-known Bahamian. Shall we go on? Yes, you go on. You continue the list of those persons who are heroes, have been examples in your own life. We turn admiration into reverence, watching their superhuman performance. Diane Phillips said that. But we must also turn to those around us, our fathers, our mothers, our neighbors, our Sunday school teachers, and those who taught us in school. Those persons who indeed are examples to us now in this day and age. We thank God for all heroes or saints today. Ask God to bless those who fed those in need or those who continue to feed those in need. These are all our heroes. Shall we go on? Yes. One more. Look in the mirror. Is there a hero looking back at you? Is there a hero in you that someone one day might include you in our text? Shall we go on? There is one more to add to the list. Me. Yes, me. To join in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, that large crowd of witnesses around us, I prayed, God, that one day I too might be in that number. So go and have a happy National Heroes Day as we give God thanks. Almighty God, who created us in your own image, grant us grace fearlessly to contend against evil and make no peace with oppression, and that we may reverently use our freedom. Help us to employ it in the establishment and maintenance of justice in our communities, and within and among the nations in the glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And may God bless you, that of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen. Again, happy National Heroes Day.